Our members are filing in. Representative, looks like we have a quorum. Okay. It is 7 minutes after 3:00 in this meeting of the House Committee on Community and Regional Affairs is called to order. Present today are Representatives Philip Burness, LaRue Kolpinen, and Chairman Gall, and we are going to be discussing House Bill 90, an act relating to labor relations between school boards and non-certificated employees. We have some people in Juneau to testify, and we also have people on the teleconference line to testify. Ken, could we get a list of the people on the line? And Representative LaRue, could you be kind enough to pass me the sign-up sheet right there on the table? You're very kind, sir. Thank you. I think while the moderator gets his list together for the people on the outer limits, we will ask Mr. Bob Cooksey to come forward and testify before the committee. Address plywood panel.
Mr. Chairman, do I hold this down or flip this way?
Either one, sir. Either one.
Thank you. My name is Bob Cooksey with NEA Alaska. I'm here speaking in favor of House Bill 90. This bill, as you all know, gives the right of the non-teacher personnel in the school districts to bargain. At this time, the non-teacher types are bargaining in some districts and aren't in others. In some places, they have some arrangements, rather informal arrangements, in trying to work out their conditions of employment, but they don't result in a contract. And in those places, at least some of those places, the people feel that they really can't bargain. It's a matter of taking what the administrator or the district is willing to give them. And we have supported the notion that these people should have the right to bargain for a long time. Their right to bargain was included in House Bill 130, which is one of our major pieces of legislation this year. But that bill at this time is hung up in the Senate State Affairs Committee, and I would sure urge this committee to get this one moving if you can.
Mr. Cooksey, one of the things that's come up in discussion on this bill, and I'd sort of like to have clarified for the record, and let me state it as three points. First of all, when you refer to bargain, I assume that what you're referring to is collectively bargain. And maybe you could explain a little bit for the record what the difference circumstantially and legally is between an individual or a group that has the right to bargain collectively versus an individual or a group that lacks that right in the most specific way possible. In the context of those remarks, you might want to differentiate between the role that is played by those individuals themselves and the role that is played by an organization such as yours. In other words, some people are concerned that by giving the right to collectively bargain, that means that entities from outside the area are going to intervene. And I'd like to get that clarified. And I'd also like to establish for the record, from your point of view as a labor representative, what is meant by collective bargaining and what is meant by the lack of the right to bargain collectively.
Thank you. First, in respect to a group's right to bargain, whether it be some outside agency that came into work with them or not, would be totally left of that group's wishes. If the employees of a particular district wanted to collectively work together to put a contract in place for themselves, they might do it totally locally, or they might call upon NEA, for instance, for advice or how would they put a contract together, or how should they get ready for bargaining. They might or might not include us. But what this bill allows is for that group to organize, and one of them, or somehow, they can sit down with their employer and work out a contract. In terms of the collective bargaining versus individual bargaining, I think it's healthy that there be collective bargaining, and that being that the group has worked out a contract which affects the total group. And you don't have individuals going in and cutting side deals or getting into personality, survival by personality, you might say.
So then basically it differentiates the right of employees to band together to bargain as a group versus a situation where they would be forced to bargain as individuals going into a employer's office, let's say, and being divided amongst themselves. Is that basically the distinction you would draw?
Exactly.
Thank you very much. Questions? Representative Kopanen?
Could you tell us which groups are bargaining in this manner, which of them are represented by strictly local groups and which are affiliated with others?
I can't tell you all of the places in the state. I think some of those are on teleconference waiting to speak now. For instance, Fairbanks, I think, has its own organization. In the Kenai Peninsula, I think there's an organization. Again, a different group. In Juneau, the school employees are organized by APEA, the State Employee Organization. At this particular time, I don't think NEA has a local. However, I think in Ketchikan, the teachers have either bargained for or helped the classified get a contract, or at least work out their conditions of employment. I'm not sure that that really resulted in a contract as such.
Further questions? Thank you, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
We'll take our first witness on the teleconference line at this time from Fort Yukon, Alma Herbert.
Yes, I have a couple of people who would like to testify here, too.
Go right ahead. Would you ask them if they could to keep your testimony brief, because we've got quite a list of people waiting to speak, but we'll take all that Fort Yukon testimony right now if you'd like to proceed.
Peter, I'm going to have to go.
Okay, I'll start off. My name is Alma, and I work for Yukon Flats in Fort Yukon here, and I'm an assistant business manager, and I'd like to say that, you know, I do support House Bill 90.
Put your vote.
And Michelle Marta is here to testify.
Hello, my name is Michelle Varner, and I'm in Classroom 8 at the Fort Yukon School here. And I'm just calling to say I support the House Bill 90 and 130, and I feel it's important that the classified employees have the right to bargain and negotiate. Without these bills, I don't think our jobs are as secure.
Thank you very much for your comments. You know, Representative Wallace had to step out, so if you would permit me, if there are other people in your position there who would like to speak, maybe I should postpone that till just a little bit later in the meeting so that you'll have a chance to be heard by your representative. If that's all right with Fort Yukon, we'll come back to you.
Okay. How long will it come back?
Well, I'll tell you what. We will return to you in about 10 minutes. Would that be satisfactory?
All right.
Thank you very much. I very much appreciate your patience. Moving next to Sitka and Lenny Shore, I believe it is.
Yes, good afternoon. This is Lenny Shore, and I work for the Sitka Maintenance Department. I've been with the district 9 years. I support HB 90 for several reasons, and I have several listed here. I put it briefly, for years we've had little or no import in policy making of labor relations that concern us. It seems like when the piece of pie that we get is very small every year on financial means. There are many other reasons. If we had some representation that the school board would listen to us on, or be forced to listen to us on, then I feel that our employment benefits would be much greater. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your comments. We're going to be transcribing some of these comments for the record of the next committees, and I very much appreciate you're coming forward at this time. Is there anyone else in Sitka who wishes to testify? Hearing none, we'll move to Bethel and Bill Adams, please. Bethel, please, and Bill Adams.
This is the moderator in Sitka. Are you hearing our testimony?
We heard your testimony, and then I asked if there were other people to testify, and we heard nothing. Do you have other people there?
This is David. We were hearing the Sitka testimony, but we have lost Juneau, I think.
This is Ken in Juneau. Do you hear me?
David? Yes, we hear you now, Ken.
Okay, this is Representative Gall. We heard one witness from Sitka loud and clear. Will you have other people to speak?
Thank you, Representative Gall. We had only the one witness.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your testimony. We've got that on the record, and if anyone else comes in to speak, if you'd advise us, I appreciate it. Going now to Bethel, Bill Adams, please.
Yes, my name is Bill Adams. I work for the LPSD, and I've been with them for approximately 15 years. And likewise, I have followed for the past 4 years all bills that have been collective bargaining for the classified employees, and likewise have been disappointed that these have failed. This year, I've followed the House Bill 130 with the hope that this would allow some input from the classified employees. And of course, now with House Bill 90, there's again hope for recognition. The reasons, as I see it, is that the certified have been recognized for years and are able to negotiate wages and benefits. The administrative, likewise, are able to be recognized and negotiate their wages and benefits. The classified is the only group in this school district that is not recognized or has a right to be heard or any input into the say of the wages and benefits. And to me, it seems discrimination. Therefore, I am greatly in favor of supporting of this bill.
Thank you very kindly, sir. Are there any questions by committee members? Hearing none, Mr. Steve Morat.
Hello, my name is Steve Morat. I work with LKSD out here in Bethel. I've been working for them for 4 years now. And I just came down here to tell you that I support House Bill 90 just for the reasons of having collective bargaining, and that a number of other fellow employees of mine over at the school do support this bill. And I just came down to tell you that a lot of people out here do support this bill and would like to see it go through. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Morat. Appreciate your time. Is Mr. Don Fancher there?
Yes, sir. And I'm here also to testify in favor of House Bill 90. And I have, and number of the reasons is, the administration can, at their whims, you know, get rid of people by re-job classification and then rehiring a person they want to. We've watched that happen, just within our district, and that's not very good. And at any time, any of our benefits at the whims of the school board can be, you know, just removed, you know. And I believe it's very possible, you know, because nowadays they're going to be looking more and more for more money because there'll be less money from the state. And there are some other districts that are a lot worse off than us. And I believe, especially all these REAA districts, you know, they should be more standardized, you know, the way that they treat their people. And if I understand this right, none of the REAA districts in the state now have any classified employee organizations. And that's my basic reasons. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your comments. Is there anybody else in Bethel waiting to testify?
No.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your comments, and they will be transcribed for the record. Fort Yukon, Representative Wallace is on her way down now, and so it'll just be another few minutes. We're going to go next to Anchorage. I'm sorry, I can't quite read the second name. William Eccles, it looks like. Eccles, maybe you would help me with that.
Yes, thank you. My name is William Eccles, E-C-K-E-L-S.
Thank you. Go right ahead, sir.
School District Executive Director for Labor Relations. And I'm here today to speak in opposition to House Bill 90. The school district presently has 8 labor agreements covering over 5,000 employees. We have long-standing collective bargaining relationships with these with the 8 bargaining groups which we work with at the present time. If the bill were to pass, we believe there would be two significant problems. The first being that it would deny school boards the right to reject the provisions of the Public Employees Relation Act. The district's relationship with bargaining with existing bargaining units would be governed under the provisions of PERA. Our labor relations would be regulated by a state agency. Unfair labor practice allegations, which could be made against us, would be filed with the State Labor Relations Agency, which would thereafter have authority to investigate the allegations, make determinations, and issue compliance orders enforceable in court through injunctions. Secondly, it would include all non-certificated school board personnel in Category 3 of PERA. Employees in that category have an unlimited right to strike and attempts to resolve bargaining disputes. The local option language present in PERA at the present time, as well as the exclusion of school board personnel from the provisions of that law, reflect a belief that where elected bodies exist at the local level, whose responsibility it is to expend public funds to provide needed community services, including the education of children, the authority of such elected bodies to fashion the means by which to fulfill their charge ought not to be abridged by an external agency of the state. We believe that it is the proper responsibility of local school boards to develop and maintain working relationships with employees. It is their responsibility to determine the sorts of relationships which will promote local public interest. Granting to a state labor relations agency authority to define composition of bargaining units would severely disrupt working relationships of long-standing in Anchorage. Moreover, the filing of unfair labor practice charges during negotiations, which is a common practice in other states where this type of legislation exists, places unfair pressure on public school boards to settle on terms more favorable to labor unions. In summary, we believe it is the responsibility of duly elected local boards to establish working relationships with employee groups, represented or not. This district has successful long-term collective bargaining relationships with 8 such groups without being subject to the political watchdog activities of an outside agency. We would urge your strong opposition to the passage of the bill. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you very much, sir. We'll return to Anchorage. I'm sure members will have some questions. First, however, I'd like to move back to Fort Yukon.
Mr. Chair.
We'll return to Anchorage in just a few moments to give the members an opportunity to ask questions. But first, as a courtesy to the people waiting in Fort Yukon, we'll take Fort Yukon testimony now, and then we'll return to Anchorage. Fort Yukon, Elma Herbert, would you care to state your testimony and then let those other folks waiting testify?
Okay, my name is Alma Herbert. I went to the UConn Practical District as a district manager. And I would like to say that I support House Bill 90. And my job is to testify in Louisiana.
We're having a little trouble hearing your testimony. I did understand you to say that you supported the bill, and then you began to break up. If you could speak close to the microphone, and we would appreciate hearing the other two people, including the person who started to speak earlier, so that that your representative will have an opportunity to hear you. We would appreciate your help.
We're on the phone. That's coming. I guess we keep breaking up.
Thank you. Just do your best, and we'll do our best to listen.
Here to testify.
My name is Michelle Varner, and I'm a classroom aide at the Fort Yukon School, and I'd like to say I support House Bill 90. And I feel that it's important that the classified employees have the right to bargain. And without the bill, I don't think our jobs are insecure.
Passing the phone.
Hello?
Go right ahead, please. State your name and give us your comments.
Hello?
Yes, we're here listening.
Okay, my name is Georgiana Solomon. I'm the secretary at the Fort Yukon School. And I'd like to say that I think it's important that the classified staff have the right to bargain. Without it, our jobs aren't as secure. I support the House Bill number 90.
thank you very much. Is there anyone else waiting to testify in Fort Yukon?
Yes, there's a Dorothea Billy here to testify.
Go right ahead, ma'am.
Okay, my name is Dorothea Billy. I'm the business office secretary, and I'd like, I'm for House Bill 90, and I think it's very crucial that this pass for job security reasons.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else wishing to speak from Fort Yukon?
Hold on, please. Okay, that's it from Fort Yukon. If we had more time, we would have more people to testify. Thank you.
Thank you. Does any member of the committee wish to ask a question of the citizens of Fort Yukon? Should we let them go? Thank you very much. We appreciate the time you've taken to join us today, and now we're going to return to Anchorage. Anchorage, the witness who was online, I believe Representative Maru, had a question he wished to put to you.
This is Representative Maru, and I wanted to direct a question to the gentleman. I didn't catch his name, who was opposed to HB 90. Is he there?
Yes, my name is William Eccles.
Mr. Eccles, are you an elected member of the Anchorage School Board?
No, I'm not.
How many members of the Anchorage School Board are there?
There are 7 members of the Anchorage School Board.
Okay, are you involved with the educational system there?
Yes, I'm the Executive Director of Labor Relations for the district.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Mr. Maru. I apologize for the delay, sir. I just had kept those other folks waiting. Is there anyone else in Anchorage waiting to testify?
No, sir, not at this time.
Thank you very kindly. Moving now to Wrangell, I believe we have 2 or 3 witnesses there waiting to testify.
Yes, this is Patty Sims from Wrangell. I'm a classified employee for Wrangell Public Schools and have worked here for 10 years. I'm speaking as a representative of Wrangell Classified Employees Association. We formed an informal organization the fall of 84 and joined Alaska Public Employees at that time. We attempted to open discussions with our administration and never got anywhere. Since they're within our legal rights not to recognize us, we have no recourse. Our membership has been supporting HB 130 because we feel that binding arbitration is the less harmful way of reaching finality in negotiations. But we believe striking only causes a lot of hardship and bad feelings. If HB 130 is not going to get out of committee, and it sounds like it won't, then we as a group support HB 90. Non-certified school employees are the only public employees who are not included in the Public Employees Labor Relations Act. Therefore, we have second-class status, and it is time that the state gave us equality in employment issues. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please accept my apologies, Wrangell. We're going to have to come back to you in a moment. I was just advised that we have a citizen in Haines who has to leave in a few moments, so I'm going to move to Haines for a moment. Is Enid Verbon present to testify?
Yes, I am, Peter. And Wrangell, thank you for letting me in. I would have to concur on what you say very definitely on HB 90. Our classified staff is of assuming that we are, of course, definitely in favor of the bill. Our classified staff has been in negotiation for some time with the school board. We have made attempts to enter into negotiations, but as it stands now, we are without legal status. We are not fully recognized as a credible bargaining entity from the collective point of view. We have been told by the Haynesboro School District that in order to be able to offer such a fringe benefit as a retirement program, that the district would have to let some of us go, which we consider to be a threat. So we feel very definitely that we need this bill to have a legal status. Many of the classified staff have been with the Haynesboro School District for many, many years and are not considered on the same level as the certified staff. So Once again, we definitely are in favor of House Bill 90 as an amendment, and we'll work toward that in any way possible. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am, very much for your time. We know we have another witness in Haynes, and we'll come back in just a few moments after we finish with Rangel. Are there any questions thus far, members of the committee, of any of the witnesses that we've been hearing? Hearing none, we're going to return to Rangel, and I believe Maureen Lawrence.
This is the moderator in Rangel, and right now we have no one else to speak, but we might later.
Thank you very much, Rangel. I appreciate your help on that. And that takes us back to Haynes and Henry Chitone.
Yes, I'm Henry Chitone, and I'm on a negotiating committee for the classified personnel, and we're in very much support of House Bill 90, mostly for the reasons everyone else in support is given. But we would like to be able to negotiate for, like, retirement, which we've been trying to do for 10 or 12 years or so. And it would give us greater job security, and it would seem to me to be of great benefit to the borough if we had reasons other than just next week's paycheck to stay here.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Chitone. Forgive me for mispronouncing your name there. And are there any questions by members of the committee? Hearing none, we thank you for your time and your testimony, and we'll be transcribing these comments for the record. We've covered Anchorage, Rangel, Fort Yukon, Sitka, and Bethel, and now we'll move to Fairbanks. Mr. Frank Belts.
Good afternoon, committee members. My name is Frank Belts. I'm the business manager for the Classified Personnel Organization, which represents the secretary, custodians, maintenance people, etc., of the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District. Thank you, Representative Gall, for the opportunity to provide our remarks to your committee. In 1972, when PARA was passed by the legislature and signed by the governor, an obvious omission from that bill was the classified personnel or the educational support staff personnel of school districts across the state of Alaska. Since 1972, and my arrival in Fairbanks, we have been working diligently from this end to have the ESPs, educational support staff, recognized mandatorily by statute for collective bargaining purposes. For the reasons that have been stated by others here this afternoon, on January 17th and 18th, the first statewide conference of educational support staff was held in Anchorage. There were 15 school districts represented. It was the first time that this group of people could get together, had the opportunity to get together, discuss concerns and ideas, problems, etc., that are common to this group of public employees. It was a well attended conference. Those participating agree wholeheartedly with the support for House Bill 90 and House Bill 130. Obviously, there's a difference of opinion between whether the right to strike ought to be afforded or binding arbitration, which is provided in House Bill 130. Because 130 is bogged down and because House Bill 90 is moving, we're throwing a lot of support behind House Bill 90. I'd like to also make some comments which are directed at primarily previous testimony. Most of the people is in evidence here support House Bill 90. And it is for those very reasons that these people are speaking that those in opposition to House Bill 90, of course, would wish their position to prevail. We have had success in bargaining here in Fairbanks for this group of people only to the degree that the issues that we wanted to talk about were also issues that the school board wanted to talk about. Other issues that they didn't want to talk about, we don't talk about. There are approximately, according to fiscal note on a previous collective bargaining bill relating to this same group of employees, 4,000 or 5,000 of these people across the state who have not been recognized statutorily for bargaining purposes. It is sort of, well, have your cake and eat it too, if you will, that people talk about local control, we can do everything here, let the local school boards do it. But if you were to look around the state, you'll see that local school boards are hiring professional negotiators from around the area and outside their own local school districts to negotiate with their teachers and other employees where they have recognized other employees. So there seems to be a contradiction there that I would like to bring to your attention at this time and have, obviously. We strongly support House Bill 90 and would hope that we could get favorable support from your committee. Thank you for the opportunity to testify this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your comments. They will be transcribed for the record. And we have Huna still online, waiting for someone to testify, I believe. Has that person arrived yet?
Hello, Peter. This is Carolyn. I'm calling from Huna. We do not have any participants. We have one person
listening. Okay. Thank you so much, Carolyn. If anybody does come in who wishes to testify, if you would just speak right up and interrupt us if necessary so that we'll know, we'll be more than happy to accept that testimony at your convenience. Is there anybody else on the teleconference network wishing to testify?
Better as ever.
Okay, hearing none, we're going to take our Juneau testimony. Some members have pressing schedules, so we're going to move as promptly as possible. There is one more person, I believe, waiting to testify here in Juneau, but I don't have the sign-up list now. Could you come forward? No, there was somebody who had signed up. Is that Mr. Lee Powelson?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Please state your name for the record and make your comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Lee Powelson. I'm with the Alaska Public Employees Association. APBA supports House Bill 90 because it grants collective bargaining rights to the non-certificated employees of school districts. These employees are the only public employees who are excluded from the collective bargaining process. These employees include teachers, aides, secretaries, and custodians. Their traditional role is paid among the public employees, and we believe that they should have some voice in the terms and conditions of their employment. As Ms. Sims reported in the Wrangell, APBA was approached by the Wrangell classified employees for the purposes of assisting them in collective bargaining. The school district refused to refused to recognize the association, and has since, because of budgetary cuts, terminated most of the people who were instrumental in attempting to organize. We feel that it's important for people to have some types of rights in dealing with their employees, and we urge passage of House Bill 90. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Powelson. Are there any questions of the witness? Hearing none, we have exhausted our witness list, and I'd like to just mention briefly that we have a new fiscal note from the Department of Labor, which reflects some revised calculations as to the outcome of the bill, and I think is a responsible fiscal note. I'd like to thank the department for the record for providing this information to us, and we will pass it on to the Finance Committee. Is there any discussion at this time on the bill? Representative Maru and then Representative Coben.
Mr. Chairman, the one member of the school board I was able to get hold of on short notice was not even aware of this teleconference. For that matter, neither was I. The school board, I think we may be missing something here. School boards are elected by the people. Not only are they elected by the people, they're elected by the people paying for the schools in that area. The school board in the Kenai Peninsula has gets together with the classified employees on a meet and confer basis. This has been going on for years. The school board, which again is elected by the people, would like to maintain the local option, the freedom of doing it their own way. If we pass this bill, this would remove the local option very clearly in Section 3 of the bill. It would mandate a certain procedure statewide such that school boards could not do what is best in the local area. Again, I can't overemphasize the fact that school boards are elected by the people. They're not appointed by the governor. They're not hired, they're elected-minded people, and we would, by passing this, be overruling the local elected school board.
Thank you, Representative. Further comments, Representative Kopanen?
There are no further comments. Excuse me. Outcome 90. Next committee of referral with individual recommendations.
Are there objections?
Object.
Discussion?
Question.
Representative Kopanen has moved that we pass Outcome 90 to the next committee of referral. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The bill is moved from committee. Thank you all very much for your patience. Thank you, folks on the teleconference line, for your testimony. And those of you in Juneau for your time to take my today.
We're open for
yeah. This meeting is adjourned. It's
20
minutes to 4 o'clock.